Half past seven on the nose on this Saturday, this sunny Saturday. And we're going to talk about finding a perfect job using social networking sites and whether it's worth it, whether it's worth putting the investment in, whether you get your returns. Brian Briscoe joins us every few weeks to talk about jobs and the job world. Morning to you, sir.
Morning, James.
Good to see you. Would you be recommending posting ads all over the social media sites? What do you reckon?
Yeah, it's not as simple as perhaps the old days when, you know, we often talk about this. Like when I started in recruitment, the simple solution was to stick an ad in the West Australian and off you went.
Yes, it's very different now, isn't it?
Yeah. Was it easier or was it harder? Well,
there wasn't as much choice.
No, there wasn't.
Choice makes it difficult sometimes.
But equally, there weren't as many channels of candidates. If you were struggling with the one channel you had open to you, you kind of scratched your head as to wonder where else to get them.
But it's a good point. You know, it was easy in so much that everyone was funneled down the one route. Now you have to sort of cast your net much further. The difficulty from a recruiter's perspective is, you know, how far do you cast this net and how expensive is it going to be to do that?
And the way, excuse me, the way in which you communicate through online is very different to advertising. You know, you've got to kind of, you've got to engage and partner.
Right.
And
so that language you were using in the paper wouldn't work, for example, on the online forms.
Well, if it was the only thing you did, you know, if you kind of picture how empty this would look if you just grabbed the ad that you'd written previously for either something like Seeker Career One or one of the online job sites or the West and you stuck it online to LinkedIn or onto Facebook, if that's all you had, if all your profile was a three-paragraph description of a job, you just would fall. Because online, it seems to me that people just want that kind of enchantment and enrollment and partnering and constant communication. And that's that in itself really brings a challenge, and it's a whole new ball game for companies. But really, I thought a good place to focus is from a candidate point of view and a job hunter point of view, you're kind of sitting there thinking, all right, well, I've got to get myself out there. I've got this CV I've sent to a few companies. I've got some contacts, but how do I get myself online? How do I get myself into this game?
Mm-hmm.
Something like 90% of companies will use social recruiting to recruit, or social networking to recruit, rather. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to go and pick their person from online, but they will use some kind of Web 2.0 to look at the candidate they're looking at. There was a survey done lately that said 4 in 5 hiring managers will check someone's Facebook or LinkedIn profile out before they hire them.
So, which makes sense in today's world.
Yeah. Of course it does. Now, I need to kind of do a little disclaimer. I'm not supporting that or saying it's a bad idea. I've got to stay a bit neutral because there's a huge Privacy Act ramifications of this that are still kind of up in the air. And I think it's really important. I would suggest that if you are about to go and check someone out, you ask their permission, and if you don't, you've got to do it very subtly and in a clandestine fashion.
Well, theoretically, your Facebook is locked to those unless you're giving them permission. LinkedIn is pretty much open to anyone because that's the whole point of it.
There's ways around it.
I don't
think they're as private as they make out. I really don't. And you know, I've been able to say to people who wanted to join us, let's say at Briscoe Search and Consulting, I said, listen, do you mind if we do a bit of background checking on you? And that will include online investigation. They've said, no problem, give them us permission. We don't have to be connected to them to find out about them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can do anything you really want to online in the which means that people are leaving baggage all over the place.
Trails of destruction.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And you no doubt will be seeing this. And if you're doing any sort of searching around for that ideal candidate, they may seem perfect. You think, I'll just do a last minute check, just see what they're like, you know, check on Facebook or whatever. And then you read what they did at the weekend and you think, well, maybe that isn't the guy that we do need for this job after all.
And I think it's a really good practice to kind of think that everyone's going to read what you put on there, not just the people that you have in your network. And, you know, particularly in a town like Perth, right? We're three handshakes away from everyone in this town. It's such a parish still.
Totally.
So you want to remember that perhaps someone in your friendship network could be very connected to someone in your business network.
And yes.
I always say to people, your online profile is you in digital form. It's not you in digital form to your network. It's you in digital form. And in the main, you know, potential employers have a certain amount of control over what they can find out about you on there. So, you know, you could be my friend on Facebook, yet I didn't know that your brother-in-law is the manager who's about to hire me.
Right.
And you're connected to him and stuff like that. So there's a wicked web, I call it, as well as the World Wide Web, but it's a wicked web.
Very good point. Okay. Avoiding some of those pitfalls, does that mean you have to become ultra-conservative? And it's funny, we've often talked about this subject. the world of social media. And in many ways, it is just another form of broadcasting. We have to be careful what we say on the radio, on television, on the newspaper, same sort of thing. I don't think that same mindset has quite got through to social media yet. And people put things on there that, quite frankly, they wouldn't be broadcasting in any other capacity.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think when you're sitting down and you're thinking, right, oh, God, I want to find that right career for myself, and what is it about? And we've spoken about this a lot of times before. You know, what are the five things I want out of my next job? You want your online personality to match your personality. So what I mean by that is, if you're going for a job that requires, that you know, that requires a high degree of integrity, that requires a high degree of social interaction at a high level, you just want to make sure that your online profile exudes that.
Yeah.
So you don't want to go for a high professional job where your LinkedIn profile is just absolutely squeaky clean.
Yeah.
And then there's four compromising photographs of you the previous weekend in a nightclub in Northbridge. And you don't want to stifle your personality, but you don't want to mislead people to the fact that, oh, hang on, this guy may not be what we thought he was. And I think we just need to become very aware that people are reading into it a lot more than we perhaps are asking them to read into it. And you just, as a result, got to protect your identity and protect your credibility.
Are any employers, as far as you know, now going down the social networking route, you know, full stop? You know, are they just using that as the way to recruit now?
Last statistics said over 2 million companies had LinkedIn pages, dedicated LinkedIn company pages.
Yeah.
And that's quite a lot, right, in the scheme of things. So,
and that's changed very quickly, hasn't it?
Hugely, yeah. And listen to Jason, your previous segment, and all the inventions Australia has had. It perhaps was very, very interesting, but not altogether surprising that we invented Wi-Fi. I have found, after America, Australia was the next country to really grab LinkedIn as a concept and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because of where I'm from in Ireland, obviously, I've noticed that a lot of my associates and colleagues in Ireland have jumped onto it perhaps in the last 3 or 4 years,
mm-hmm.
whereas in recruitment, I was a user of LinkedIn 7, 8 years ago.
Right.
So we jumped onto it very quickly. And I think Australian companies have done the same, because really Australian companies are just populations of Australian people stuck inside an office,
mm-hmm.
and we've been big users of LinkedIn. So companies are more and more using it as a channel. And I think it's just part of the online revolution. I think that companies are And this is not unheralded information, but companies are using less print media and more online media, and as you know from your day to day work, more multimedia communication to get their point across. So I think the use of LinkedIn is rife. I mean, every second contact I get requested on LinkedIn is another recruiter. So I think we're the biggest users of it, that to me tells me that finding and seeking out candidates is right.
It's also putting a problem into the mix as well, Brian. The fact that effectively everyone is in the shop window all the time, and you know the likes of all these top companies can go along and select whoever they want because there they are in front of them.
Yeah. It does. It brings from an employer's point of view, it brings a new challenge around staff retention.
Yes.
You know, your employee is not just visible to everyone else when they're happy in the job, they're also visible to everyone else when they're unhappy. So they're always on the market. And I think that absolutely that has brought a kind of ubiquitous...
I think the equivalent in the Facebook world is, it says in a relationship or married or something like that, when you're effectively working happily for a company, it should say committed or something.
So that
you know that you can't be sort of...
getting paid on time and loyal.
Yes.
But yeah, it's funny you say that, right? There's so many profiles of people that I see on LinkedIn that I know them personally. They're in really good jobs. Yet under the bottom line, it says interested in career opportunities.
Mm.
And they probably would have filled that out ages ago. And it's one of those kind of preference settings that you forget to change.
Yes.
Now, there's so many people that have that aren't overly interested or active candidates that I don't think the reader of LinkedIn profiles believes that anymore.
Yes, good point.
But you know, if your boss is feeling a little bit kind of insecure about you as an employee, and he goes, "Oh, he's interesting," it can change the relationship a little.
Absolutely. Just finally, the there will be people listening to this who potentially, you know, might be at a stage in their lives where social media has never ever entered their arena. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hearing you talking about this, and it is certainly a new world altogether. You know, they don't have Facebook, they're not retweeting, they're not using LinkedIn in any capacity. And yet, according to what you're just saying, it is the place that is growing rapidly. Where do you start?
Sure.
What's the best advice?
Yeah, because loads on this. So how long have we got, right? I kind of will run through. I think I've got you know, three tips. One we've covered off, which I call "Whoops, that photo." That's the first kind of no-no and of social media. So get the "Whoops, that photo" out of your online profile. You really want high on quality, low on content. Managers are busy, so if you're going to start a LinkedIn profile, don't feel the need to absolutely bombard any reader with information.
The last 25 years.
Yeah, and just be succinct. You do want a chronological order of your career, and it should be, it is your online CV. So if the best way you can think about it is, I'm going to get my CV into digital form. Grab your CV, use a lot of copy and pasting, but really be brief and concise. Like anything else online, online has an attention deficit disorder, which is a far greater than when someone's reading something in print, right? So just be aware of that. And then just think about, once you're on, so you've got, you know, the basic essentials on there around what you've done in the past and your qualifications, and really just getting the salient points of your CV online, then don't be anonymous. So I see a lot of people who are online and on LinkedIn, and they're on, but they're anonymous. Link yourself into people that you know are centers of influence. So I'll give you a first start. Get connected with people who are leaders of recruitment companies.
Mm.
Get connected with people who are leaders of any industry. But, you know, you do want to do that, because they will open, as it is a little bit like a kind of a network marketing thing, is that if you don't have a large network, but you link into someone who's got 500 connections, you automatically get 500 connections. So, and link into everyone. A word of caution as well, and Twitter is particularly culpable of this, is that you know, I've got like Bangladesh auto parts and repairs following me on Twitter.
Have you? Yeah, so
yeah, yeah, good. We know where to go if we're in trouble. But you know, you want your audience to be relevant to you. So don't start linking in with some guy who's, you know, because you're just kind of network hungry, and you're linking in with some guy you never think is going to help you, or you're going to help him. Be a little bit
selective.
And last thing. If you are, let's say, you know, 50 plus and you've been in the industry 30 years, you have a fantastic advantage over people in their early 20s. You have the history of people recommending you. When you're in your early 20s, you've probably got a high school teacher, a parish priest.
Great point.
Right? So use the recommendations. What people say about you is reality. What you say about yourself is opinion. So really practice that and go and get recommendations. Recommendations on LinkedIn are really visible and very easy to get. So go and ask people and say, hey, I'm just building a LinkedIn profile.
Yeah.
Would you mind recommending the work I did at such and such? And it's such an easy thing to do and really add strength to your application.
Top advice, Brian. Thank you very much indeed. We shall all be doing that this weekend. We shall be brushing it all up and dusting off the bad photos and telling people what we didn't do last weekend.
Removing photos that you knew shouldn't have been on there in the first place. It's a huge subject. So listen, go and research it again. We've spent very little time on it in the sense of what it is. It's almost a two-hour session. But just go and experiment and have fun with it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, James.
Brian Briscoe. With us every few weeks, looking at the wonderful world of recruitment.